Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
And be sure to check out the Brain Stuff blog now on the HowStuffWorks homepage. This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/brainstuff today for details.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. Is it true that grilling meat can cause cancer? If you've read the How Stuff Works article on how cancer works, then you know that there are many different things that can cause cancer. You would think that cooking meat over an open flame would not be one of those things, however. Unfortunately, it does appear that grilling, broiling, or frying meat produces substances that do have a connection to cancer. Heat has a general property of allowing chemicals to change from one form to another. You see this happen whenever you cook an egg. The heat changes the proteins in the egg and solidifies them. In the case of meat, high temperatures convert things like fat in the meat into substances called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. Polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons are groups of benzene rings, and like benzene itself, these rings can be modified in the body to produce new chemicals that do damage DNA. How much of a risk does well-done meat represent? It seems like it is a noticeable difference. For example, women who eat a lot of well-done meat seem to have a much higher rate of breast cancer. If you want to avoid these risks completely, boiling meat is a good way to prepare it. Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com.